What's up, y'all?
And welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast Polos and Khakis Live. We are live at Dragonfly Max Podcast Lounge in Las Vegas during NATA 2019 with Dan and Lizzie from Polos and Khakis. I am your guest host, Mike Hopper, as many of you sure know, other than behind Twitter. So,
the voice of Twitter.
The voice of Twitter.
It's true. It's athletic training Twitter.
Sorry. And I am not obviously on here very often, so I don't know what I'm doing with the microphone. So we're going to talk today about advocacy as a young professional and a young student and kind of go from there. So why don't we start? We can start with Lizzie. Why don't we start with you?
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, like my whole life story?
I don't need your whole life story.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
we can be brief.
Okay. I like to say I'm born, raised, and educated in Maryland. I went to the University of Maryland to do my undergrad in kinesiology. Now I'm at the University of South Florida doing my master's in athletic training. Yeah.
Sweet. Dan, go for it.
I'm also from the Mid-Atlantic. I'm from Pennsylvania, though. So I'm from Harrisburg originally. I went to a small school out in Altoona. I got my degree in biology. I originally actually wanted to go to PA school. Didn't work out, but luckily I fell back on athletic training, and I'm happy I made that decision. So, and now again, I'm at USF with Lizzie. Just finished up our first year.
First year, you got one more year to go.
One more.
We can all be Bulls.
Oh yeah.
Because Bulls lead the way.
Exactly.
Lead the way always.
Everybody knows that I graduated there in 2014. So, go Bulls. All right. So, so you guys started Polos and Khakis when?
January
2019. So
the idea came arise in what, November?
Yeah.
November.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of took it and ran with it.
All right. Very good. So what kind of gave you that idea to start that?
So Dr. Rebecca Lopez was teaching our preventing sudden death class, and we had an exam on diabetes. And I thought to myself while I was cooking my eggs in the morning, I haven't studied enough for this exam. I could use something to listen to help me study. And the only thing I could find was the Stuff You Should Know podcast, which I love, on diabetes. It has nothing to do with sport diabetes. It was not helpful. But then I realized it doesn't exist. We should just make it. We should just do it. And yeah, it's selfishly for myself. I use it to study for my own exams.
That works. That works.
Yeah. And then I brought the idea to Dan, and he was all on board.
I was all for it. And she texted me over Christmas. She goes, so when are we starting this podcast stuff? And I'm like, wait, seriously? Like, you actually want to do this? And we just, again, like I said, we just took it and ran with it and reached out to some people and got the ball rolling.
Fantastic. So we were talking earlier, and you talked about Dr. Lopez was your first guest. So who else have we spoken with? Who else have we talked? And what kind of topics are we looking at?
So we did heat illnesses with Dr. Lopez. We've had Dr. Del Rossi on twice now, actually, yeah, for concussions and cervical spine injury management.
We had Dr. Amanda Treese, who's our program director. She did ACL. I think that's it for her.
We had Sue Stanley Green on, who is a Hall of Famer. She talked about just kind of doing football early on in her career and kind of her transition to education at Florida Southern.
And we actually just got off. I drove down to Maryland and talked to a couple ATs with Lizzie. We talked to one about she's the athletic trainer with the dance or the gymnastics team, I should say. We had one about nutrition, and then we have one coming up soon. We just talked about just the Jordan McNair situation and what has happened since that has occurred. So it was a really cool episode. We just finished that up last week, so that should be coming out here soon. So hopefully everyone enjoys that one.
That'll be an interesting topic with everything else going on with him and the case out of Garden City Community College out of Kansas, and both last summer. And unfortunately, we're already 3 high school athletes who have died this summer in conditioning. One right there in Tampa.
In Tampa, yeah.
One in Georgia, and then the other one in Louisiana last week. You know, so I think that topic particularly is going to bring a lot. Alicia Pennington, who was here earlier, has spent a lot of time with Tammy Gall, who is an athletic trainer lawyer, as weird of a combination as that is. Talking about the legal side of athletic training on the AT Vantage podcast, and And they've spent a lot of time talking about the George McNair case as well. So I think that's a topic that's going to continue to come up, you know, that particular topic. And how do we fix that problem, right? So, all right. So, you know, and both of you finishing your first year and you've started this podcast. What's our, how many people are we getting listening? Are we getting out there?
We just cracked 2,000 listeners.
Fantastic.
2,100, actually.
Yeah. 2,100. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
We've got some weird geographical distributions also. Some people in South Korea, Argentina.
India.
The UK. Poland, I believe.
Yep, Poland.
Okay.
Germany.
Yeah. So we're getting out there. We finally cracked Canada, which took way longer than it should have, considering we've had a Canadian guest on twice. But what can you do?
You also have a Canadian in the advanced athletic training program at USF. But, hey, so you got some work to do there.
We
but
that's all right. 48 out of 50 states, though.
48 out of 50
states.
So
we need North Dakota and West Virginia, I think. So
if you're in North Dakota or West Virginia.
And in those two states, just hit the download button.
Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to think who I know in North Dakota.
Here's the thing.
I got a couple.
The horrible part is half my family's in North Dakota. What are they doing? I don't know.
Slackers.
Slackers. Yeah, really.
It's all your fault. So, all right. So, you know, you've had some great topics, right? You know, like I said, I've listened to a couple of them, and they're great educational topics. So, when we talk about advocacy, though, how are we approaching that? And what are we looking at? I guess the first question in this line here is, what is our who's our audience?
So originally, I think we were more geared towards athletic training students. We wanted to be a resource for them, since that's how I came to approach the topic. As we've gone on, though, we found that it's mostly practicing clinicians and professionals listening. So for us, we want to be a good resource of the things that they might need to review on, because it's not all the time that, you know, you get the chance to go back through your heat illness fundamentals when you're working a 50-hour week. And I think, at least for me, the advocacy comes in listening to other people, and that everyone has something to teach you, and that if you take the opportunity to listen, like, you can jog your memory, you can find something that you want to learn more about, and hopefully that helps enhance your practice.
I think Lizzie took all my answers.
Sorry.
That's all right.
No, but we talked to Tori Lindley just recently, and he talked about owning your impact and understanding your elevator speech. So I think just reaching out to everyone, regardless of what you are, if you listen, is, you know, we kind of know what we're talking about and the stuff that we can do to help, you know, athletes in any way, shape, or form in multiple settings. And again, well, like you said, you can always learn something from someone, and building relationships is always key in any profession, but especially this one. So I think that's are some of the key points, obviously.
Great. So, I think it's, you know, you're spot on. It's little review things. And I think having something for the students is fantastic. You know, so we're talking about polos and khakis, but Jeremy with the Sports Medicine Broadcast, you know, a lot of his topics are kind of that same idea. You know, let's get a little here and a little there, and let's expose people to everything. Because athletic training is just growing and growing and growing in so many different directions, right? And so, any speakers you got coming up in the future that you've lined up that you're planning to talk to or things like that? What's our plan in the future?
Well, we have you to talk to this week.
That's a scary thought. All right.
We've got some athletic trainers from CERC coming up. We've been in contact with some of the team physicians down at USF to kind of get a physician perspective on athletic training and how their relationship works with athletic trainers. Like Dan said, we have our episode out of the University of Maryland coming out that really focuses on moving on with a tragic event and kind of in the face of adversity, improving and getting better despite some unideal situations.
Sure.
But really, we're just open to anything. I think that we dabble as athletic trainers in so many different things that the list of people you can talk to is endless.
Yeah, I think someone can always, you know, add a little tidbit of knowledge to anyone. So we just kind of talk about, like, what topics we kind of want to hear, what we want to talk about, and we just reach out and say, okay, who's in the field that we can get in contact with and they can discuss this. So, you know, if anyone else out there listening want to come on, we're more than welcome to have you.
Absolutely. So, What is our length of a podcast normally, and how often are we doing it?
So they're about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, 45 to an hour.
And
we shoot for every other Sunday.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Mostly because we go through periods of time when we can stockpile like 6 episodes, but then we go 6 weeks where with our schedules or with the people we're trying to get in contact with, it's just hard to get them. So we try to spread them out to every other Sunday.
I got you. I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you just a little bit. We had the same idea, Christy Messina and I did, a few years ago as young professionals. Talking about advocacy and starting AT Talk on Twitter. And we started with once a month, and let's do this. And we actually ran it for almost 2.5 years, I think, something like that, which was great. And then, like you said, schedules get in the way, and it kind of falls by the wayside. So I fully understand schedules. I understand getting busy. You get, well, we want to do this, but the reality is life happens.
Yeah, it's convenient that I'm only an hour and a half from Liz right now in the summer, but I'm leaving for Nashville in a couple weeks, so we're definitely trying to stockpile some episodes because we definitely get some pretty good engagements when we're doing it constantly and we're out on Twitter sending out, you know, just messages and just keeping people in the loop of what's going on with our podcast.
Fantastic, fantastic. So let's talk a little bit behind the scenes on this of, you know, here we are. We got this big setup. Jeremy's always got a big setup, and you know, those who have watched the Sports Medicine broadcast know he has a massive setup. Surely you guys don't have the same, but so how are you guys set up? How are we running this?
This is way fancier than we could ever get.
we're still balling on that grad school budget.
Oh, yeah.
So we have two laptops.
That's a start. You have a budget.
It's minimal, but it's there.
Okay.
So we have two laptops. I have mine, and I have the questions that we came up with. We usually prep couple days before we do the episode, just so we kind of have a basis of, you know, what direction we want the conversation to go. We kind of deviate every once in a while into
every
a conversation.
Every once in a while, we deviate often.
Hey, at least you're prepped.
Right, yeah. We do prep a little.
Unlike the conversation we're having today. Yeah. At least you guys are prepped.
So my laptop does that, and then Lizzie has the microphones connected into hers, and she does all the recording on her laptop. And then after the episode, she goes back and edits it, and then sends it out whenever we're ready.
Some get edited better than others, you know. Some I'm not talented enough to fix, but what can you do?
You know, that was the thing that interests me, and I know Jeremy does it a little bit different with every episode he does, I think, probably, you know, as far as editing goes. But I was listening to Alicia talk about the amount of editing that goes into their podcast and how much background time between the prep and the, you know, the recording itself and the editing after the fact. And you're going, so what do you do after your full-time job? Because, you know, clearly you guys don't have that time as grad students and trying to do all your clinicals and do classes and all of that. And so for you to be able to sit down and edit for 6 hours for a 45-minute video probably is not very possible, right?
So one of the approaches that we've taken to the podcast is that we just want it to be a genuine conversation. Mm-hmm. So if that means I can't say a word or a name, then y'all are just gonna have to listen to me flapper around.
It happens a lot.
It happens a lot, actually. And for us, it just seems more authentic that way, but also makes my life a lot easier that instead of it being 6 hours to edit 45 minutes, it's 2 hours, you know?
Okay.
So you get a lot of mix-ups in our podcast, but, you know.
It was funny. We were at Maryland last week, and we had to talk about the nutritionist who has a interesting last name. So Liz practiced it maybe 5 to 10 times before we went on, and she was nailing it perfect. And then we go on, and she goes, we have Paula. I can't think. She couldn't think of how to say it. So, but I couldn't even say her degree. It was dietetics, and then I just froze on that too. Yeah. So that episode was off to a great start.
That's all right.
Kara Mijas is not a difficult name. You look at it, it's phonetic. I've talked to her every day for like the past 6 weeks. Still couldn't get it right as soon as we hit record.
That's all right. That's all right.
It happens.
We also like the as quiet a space as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because that cuts down on the background noise too, so it helps the editing process.
Yeah.
So that's fine. That's not easy to find on a college campus, I'm sure.
It's easier on a college campus, actually, than when we do other places.
Okay.
Because we have the secret hookup on campus of the faculty meeting room.
Oh, okay.
But we did two interviews at Student CETA this year that we had to put a little disclaimer in the beginning of, like, please excuse all the background noise in
sure,
this.
Sure, just like we got background noise here today.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, you know, we... So, again, we're talking with khakis and polos. We're talking... I said that right, right?
Polos and khakis.
Polos and khakis. You know, whatever.
Top to bottom.
Top to bottom. All right. Fantastic. But, so we're talking about advocacy. Advocacy is a hot topic, right? And right now in social media, we're doing it in so many different ways with all the podcasts and Twitter and everything. So, you know, where do you see this going in a couple of years? Do we plan to continue? Do we think we're phasing out at some point? What?
I mean, I want to keep doing it. I've been enjoying it. So
yeah, I have a great time doing these. Yeah. So selfishly, I hope we keep going forever.
I mean, Liz and I spend every day in class together. So yeah. What's a little extra hour podcast?
I think ultimately it probably ends up being determined by where Dan and I go after we graduate. Right now it's easy because we're in the same city.
Yeah.
But one of us could be in California while the other one's in New York. So I think that also, like you said, life happens. And
life
so
happens.
If we can keep going for 10 years, I'll keep going for 10 years. But, I mean, you can only commute so far.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
The internet helps.
The internet's
still
great.
We're still going to work out the video chats and stuff. So I think if we can get that rolling, we'll definitely be able to do it, at least for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I hear the rumor is there's somebody who knows what they're doing with the video chat. So you might have someone you can talk to, get a little advice from. But I don't know how much he wants to share. So
no, we've talked to him before.
The secrets of the trade.
The secrets of the trade. Yeah. Yeah. You know, every time I get on there, I think I screwed up somehow, some way with Google Hangouts or whatever it is that we're using at that particular time. So... All right. So I'm not sure if there's anything else that you want to talk about. I'm being told that we're about done here. So apparently somebody wants to go eat dinner or something, probably. So
athletic trainers are used to not eating for a long span of time. So,
well, at least you're learning that early in your career. So that's another thing you're learning earlier in your career. Not only advocacy, but also forgetting to eat or just not getting to. All right, so I think we are going to start wrapping things up here. So, guys, you can.
I just want to give a shout out to Jeremy. He's been a huge like mentor to us. He reached out early in our podcasting days, and he said he wanted to help us, and we took it in full stride. So he's given his knowledge to us, and we can't thank him enough for that to help us grow our podcast. He's constantly tweeting us out and kind of letting people know that we're out there. So, just a shout out to him. We can't thank him enough for everything he's done for us.
We're very grateful.
Awesome. Very good. So you guys can join the email list at sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/email. So let's start. Lizzie, if somebody wants to contact you, how do they go to hold of you?
Well, the podcast is on the tweet machine, actually.
Very good. Okay, what's
so
that?
We're at polos and khakis with an underscore on the end, because for whatever reason, someone already had at polos and khakis. Do I know why? No. But,
what athletic trainer out there is using the polos and khakis Twitter handle?
If
we
I remember
figure that out, Jeremy.
If I remember correctly, it's not even an athletic trainer.
It's Jake from State Farm.
But yeah, so the polos and khakis is on Twitter. We're also polosandkhakis@gmail.com.
polosandkhakis@gmail.com. All right. So we want to thank our sponsors here, Myotech, Frio Hydration, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/polosandkhakis live. For Dan, Lizzie, myself, Jeremy, and the Sports Medicine Broadcast live at NATA 2019 at the Dragonfly Max Podcast Lounge. That's a wrap.